You are listening to Purpose Over Perfection, hosted by me, Adrienne Reilly. I'm a mom, a blogger, an entrepreneur, and I love encouraging and empowering other women. You don't have to feel lost, anxious, overwhelmed, or confused with life anymore, and I'm here to help you embrace who you really are and explore all of those opportunities. Never forget how wildly capable you are. I think that this is such a good topic to talk about because I know that there are so many of us who deal with self-doubt and just truly don't believe in their capabilities and have a negative mindset. And so I really just want to touch base about this because I get messages in my inbox all of the time, whether it's self-doubting your parenting or your ability to do well in school, or maybe you're just doubting how good you are at your job, or maybe you're just in such a negative mindset you just don't believe you're doing good at life. And it really breaks my heart that some of you guys feel like that. And I have definitely been there myself. I think a really big part of all of this is just starting by taking care of yourself and starting by honoring the feeling, truly getting to know that feeling of maybe you don't feel like you are enough and maybe you're feeling just super down about who you are. Allow yourself to feel that. You know, don't sulk in it for weeks. I say give yourself a day to truly journal about it and feel the way you feel. And then as soon as the next day hits, you are going to work on yourself to become a better person, to truly love on yourself and try to get past that feeling. And the reason I say give yourself a day to really give yourself permission to feel like that is because if you're not honoring that feeling and you're not honoring that that's truly something you're dealing with, it's never going to go away fully. And I think that all sorts of emotions are really helpful for growth and they always tell us something about ourselves. So maybe this might be telling yourself subconsciously in some crazy way that you do deserve a better life and you do deserve to treat yourself better. And so after you took your whole day to journal about it and to really channel in with the way you're feeling, maybe have a good cry, you are going to wake up the next day. You are going to figure out some sort of success routine. And I say success routine in quotations because everyone's idea of success is so much different. If you're a stay-at-home mom, maybe your success routine is to wake up an hour before the kids get up. You're going to do the dishes, drink a hot cup of coffee by yourself, maybe sweep the floors, get dressed, maybe even have a shower by yourself. And then you're going to have the entire day with your kids. And you would have just taken the time to honor yourself, give yourself hot coffee or hot tea, whatever you drink. Maybe even this is even just drinking water without sticky fingers and backwash getting all over it. And so, but someone who has a business or maybe they work from home, someone like me, getting up 2 hours earlier than the kids so I can have the exact same routine as that stay-at-home mom that I just gave an example, but also add in an hour extra of work. Because to me, getting more things done in the morning and really just putting in that time is what makes success for me because I see growth in my business and I see growth in me as a person. And so if we go to another example, I'll give you exactly three. If the third example of someone who is in college or maybe high school, getting up an hour early, doing some of the things that I said for the stay-at-home mom. Maybe it's taking a shower, eating breakfast, getting some coffee made or tea made for on the go. Maybe you want to study a little bit and just refresh some of your schooling. I know that is so important for me. Reading is really difficult for me. I am not going to lie. If it's not interesting, I could stare at a textbook for an hour and still be on the same page and my eyes just cannot even focus because my brain is like this. Is the worst. So maybe getting up an hour early before you need to actually leave to go to a class, at least an hour, and just, doing your routine and then focusing on maybe writing some notes. This might even look like getting up 2 hours before and just, focusing on maybe writing your notes, or maybe you need to read out loud to yourself and it's sometimes embarrassing to do, but that's just the way you learn. Maybe you get up earlier so that you can do that. And that is your success routine because this is going to bring you some sort of success in your schooling. There are so many different ways, but after you've grieved the fact that you feel like you're not good enough, or maybe you grieve the fact that you just have that self-doubt, you create your own morning success routine. And like I said, this looks so different from everyone else. And during the day, you're not going to go around telling everyone that you're a new, brand new woman. But what you're going to do is you're just going to add pockets of new routines. Maybe instead of for every negative thought you have during the day, you're going to tell yourself three positive things. I think that is something so important. When you get home from this day, think about all of the positives that you had told yourself to counteract those negatives. So if I said, oh, I am so stupid, I only got 70% on this test, or maybe you got 30% on your test, none of my business, but maybe you got a bad mark on a test if you're in school, and you said to yourself, I am so stupid, which first of all, is so mean to say to yourself, but what you're gonna say is, I am capable of doing better. I am capable of success and I'm capable of getting good grades. And the third thing you might say is, I am awesome. Saying those positive things after you say a negative thought really retrains your brain and retrains your mind and just, you know, shifts the energy. And you do feel better after. You're like, okay, I am capable and I can do this and I need to retrain my mind. So when you get home, think about all of those positive things you had just told yourself to counteract those negative thoughts. And you're going to write them down on sticky notes and you're going to plaster them everywhere. I kid you not, go to Dollarama, pick up an entire package, make them colorful, make them pretty, and use an entire pack and put them everywhere, inside the fridge, on your mirror, on every single door, put them in your car, put them inside your dresser, put them in your bra drawer, like anywhere where you're going to open it or look in there on a regular routine. Put those positive messages everywhere. I always say, I kid you not, I don't know why, that's just my phrase, but you are going to become such a different person in such a short span. If you give yourself a week of doing this small procedure, you are going to be so different. And instead of feeling like you can't do these things, I really want you to just retrain your mind because everyone is capable of the success. But the only thing holding you back is truly your mindset and your routines. And sometimes we're not living intentionally. Sometimes we're living on autopilot and that throws everything off. So the first thing you're going to do to stop all of this negativity is create your own success routine. You are going to just figure it out, time it out, get up a little bit earlier, time it out, write it down, and that is going to be your new routine. Obviously, your routine isn't going to be 100%, you know, successful every single time because we're human, things happen. For example, maybe one day you burn your piece of toast and have to make a new one. And that's okay because you're human. Does it take a couple minutes extra? Yup. Is that going to affect your entire day? Nope. So don't let it. And the second thing you're going to do is retrain your mind. For every negative thought, you're going to tell yourself three positive things. I don't care how silly you feel when you're saying these positive things. You can say them out loud if you're by yourself, or just say them in your head and make sure you're actually saying them in your head if that's the route you're going to go. And the third thing you're going to do is when you come home, you are going to write sticky notes everywhere of those positive things you just told yourself during the day. You are going to love it. And I think a really important thing to do as well is, after a whole week of doing this, journal the way you feel. Journal, maybe you notice, I'm not saying all these negative thoughts anymore. Maybe you've just reduced it. Even half of the amount of negative thoughts is such an improvement. That's something to celebrate. And so just journal about it. Maybe reflect like, hey, I actually noticed that my grades went up 10%, or I've noticed I'm not yelling at my kids all the time, or maybe you notice that there is an increase in your business. Like, whatever that looks like, journal about it, figure it out. What worked? What do you think you want to do more of? And really go from there. I didn't want to give you guys a ton of information to overload your brain because I know that sometimes when you are told these big things, like, all right, you have to plan your day from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m., that is really overwhelming. So I want you to start off with a short morning routine and just add these super, super tangible tasks. If you like this, take a screenshot, put it on your Instagram story, tag me at adrian.reely, adrianne.reely, and I do a draw at the end of the month just for those who support me all the time. I just really want to give back and let you know I appreciate that. I'm so excited for the next couple episodes. You are going to love them. So thank you so much for always supporting me. And let me know if you ended up following through with this. And yeah, I'd love to stay in touch. Have a great day.